Parliament also discussed World Day Against Child Labour. Our correspondent Augustus Akwe is on the line to tell us what happened in Parliament today. Augustus, can you tell us who addressed Parliament today?
Well, the statement on to mark the day against child labour was read by the Deputy Employment and Social Welfare Minister, Ejigboyesi Akosedire. Now, his statement was emphasising that this year's day against child labour is on the theme ending child labour in the light of human and social justice. He noted that the practice contributes to the perpetuation of intergenerational poverty, and he said that people make the excuse that because of poverty, children have to work to supplement the income of families, but that should not be a genuine excuse, and so called for collective responsibility by the members to protect and nurture children. And then he also said that there are plans and strategies the ministry has devised to end the trend, but they are constrained by financial challenges.
Did he mention any intervention government is making as part of it effort to reduce child labour?
Well, he mentioned the signing of convention, the World Conventions to End Child Labour and other forms of child abuse, but he specifically didn't table any concrete steps the ministry has taken. And so the minister, the MP for Doma West, actually threw a challenge to the ministry that they should, from this time, start putting these strategies that they have formulated into practice, so that next year's statements will not just be about the ratification of conventions, but also give account of very specific things that they have done to enable the fight against child labour come to an end.
What other contributions did members make on the floor?
Well, the MP for Asawasi, Alhaji Mohammed Muntaka, gave an emphasis that Ghana's quest to end child labour should be put in the proper context, because according to him, there are so many family enterprises that children are engaged in. And he said worldwide, when you look at all the great businesses around, they have been from generation to generation. And so children definitely will have to be involved. But in Ghana, many parents are mindful of the health implication and other risks that children would go through in working. And so they tend to tone down on the stress that they put on their children. And so he said that when we are urging for the end of child labour, we should also be mindful of the fact that some family businesses would have to continue. And so there is a need for children to be exposed to the works of their parents. Also, the deputy majority leader, Alhaji Rashid Pilpo, commended the media for the extensive coverage it has been given to child labour and child-related issues. Those were some of the contributions members made regarding today's observance of World Day Against Child Labour.
Moving away from that, will the Public Accounts Committee be sitting today?
Yes, the committee has actually started. In a short while, I'm sure deliberations will start. The Minister for Justice and Attorney General, Dr. Benjamin Kumbo, has taken his seat, and I am sure they are going to try and wrap up the report for the Consolidated Fund of 2009, and then commence the deliberations on the report for the Consolidated Fund of 2010. Mm-hmm. And so today, Public Accounts Committee will be sitting.
All right, Augustus, thank you very much. That is our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Okwe.